Derek Warren here with Jody Taley of Visit Effingham. Thanks for joining me again today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Yeah, it is the holiday season now, and as Thanksgiving approaches, that means we have a walkthrough event coming up for the Wonderland and Lights.
We do, yeah. Our Walking Through Wonderland event is coming up next Wednesday, November 26th from 5 to 8 p.m., and that's at Community Park. We are so excited about this event. It's actually the fifth annual. So
it's
this will be,
new, but
yeah,
it's been a big hit.
It has, yeah, and we love this. It's such a Hallmark-esque event with snow falling and just gets everyone in the Christmas spirit. So it's like it's the best, just such a fun thing to do the night before Thanksgiving to kind of just kick all of that off. So
yeah, and it's great for the kids because at the end of it, you'll have a chance to visit with Santa.
Yeah.
And we also have toys available from the police department, I believe.
So. Yes, absolutely. We have so much stuff. So kicks off at 5 o'clock, and actually at the beginning of the walkthrough, you kids, I think it's 12 and under, can get a golden ticket from the police department. And it is while supplies last, but as you walk through at the end, you can actually bring that golden ticket to the Effingham Police Department that's over by the pavilion, and you can exchange that for a toy. And they have that in, they do that with the Toy Express Foundation, along with CSX Railroad.
CXX Railroad
and the police department. They all work together. I think they have maybe 400 presents this year.
Yeah, that's what they said. The city council gave 400 through a grant. So
yeah, absolutely. So we're super excited about that. That's a fun thing. It's free for the kids. But as you walk through the whole point is it's at Wonderland and Lights, which is usually our drive-through light display. We close it off to cars that evening, so you can walk through. You can get up close and personal with all of these lights. They look way more impressive when you're walking through. And at the end of it, we've got a great event going on. So Santa is there. You can get in line to see Santa, get your picture taken with him. He'll have a little surprise guest with him, too, that we're really excited about. The Effingham Grinch will be there, so they'll be causing some problems, I'm sure, throughout. Mm-hmm. We also have live music, so live Christmas music, Frosty and Friends, which is Marty Williamson and his crew.
Oh, cool.
They'll be singing live Christmas tunes, and they encourage people to sing along with them, so you can have a fun little Christmas caroling experience if you want to. We also have a lot of free stuff going on. So Dan Heck Chevrolet and Toyota and Joe Sipper's Cafe, they're going to have free hot cocoa. And Dan Heck will have some free cookies, too. All that's while supplies last, because that's free for the community. Dan Heck also sets up fire pits and hay bales. So totally sets the mood. Our holiday headquarters, we also have, that's where our tent will be, and we've got free hot cocoa bombs for anybody. We also have free face painting, so Make on Main will be in the pavilion, our holiday headquarters for the kids. We also have Effingham County 4-H, they're going to be doing free holiday crafts. I know last year it was, you know, you could make a little ornament, and then Effingham County Connections is going to do free Christmas cookie decorating. So lots of free stuff over there in the holiday headquarters. We'll also have Taza and Company. He was actually a CEO student last year, and he kind of partnered with us on these Visit Effingham mugs, coffee mugs. So he's bringing them back for this event. We're super excited about it. They've sold out anytime he's put them out there. So you'll be able to purchase those too, which makes such a great holiday gift. So that's great. And then we also have food for purchase, too. So we've got plenty of great food. We've got, we've got Hometown Pretzels. They've been there for several years, and they've got great food. Blaze and Glaze Pizza Company is coming for the first time. Super excited to have some great pizza. And then they're also, you can purchase like loaded hot chocolate from them, which sounds just, you know, like totally loaded up. I think that just sounds super delicious. We've got Macklin Meadow Kettle Corn coming back, and they are always so good. And then we also have Market Street Sweets and Marge's Macarons. And Market Street Sweets, they do cake pops And then Marge's does macarons, and they're going to be very Christmassy decorated and Christmas flavors. So we're really excited to have those. All of that's for purchase. So if you want, you can do all the free stuff and be done. If you want to have dinner down there, we've got food and even snacks for the kids, or it might be something where you want to purchase that to bring to Thanksgiving dinner the next day. But lots of great stuff. We also have free shuttles. So yeah, parking, yeah, parking is, you know, we found that it turns over. So when people come, they usually spend about an hour to an hour and a half at the event. So the parking will turn over a little bit. So we've never had a real issue. So you will be able to park like at the baseball fields at Community Park. Okay. But we do encourage people to use our free shuttle. We work with Wadded Up Transportation. We've got two shuttles going, and they'll go continuously from the courthouse lawn parking lot to right up to the very beginning of the walkthrough. So okay, it's a great alternative if you don't want to have to deal with all the cars and everything like yeah. that. Plus, if you use the shuttle, it's very festive. They've got Christmas music going on in the shuttle. Plus, it's downtown. So you can see our light up the lawn. You can see all of the 3D yeah. holiday displays down there too. So kind of extend the festivities.
It gets you started at least.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. And I know a lot of people too, they like to go to the event. Maybe they want to go to Joe's Pizza afterwards yeah. or something like that. So it really is just a fun way to get it all, you know, to be able to do all of it and extend the fun. So we're super excited about the event. It looks like good weather right now. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed. but yeah, it really is. It's such a fun and festive way to kick off the holiday season. So we hope people will come out and enjoy themselves. We will have some additional seating and a covered tent in case it is bad weather, but it's not going to be. I'm putting it out there. It's going to be great weather. But it is. It's a beautiful event, and we're super excited about that.
Yeah, this is the fifth annual. It seems like it's gotten more and more popular every year, more and more people attending.
Yeah, absolutely. On good weather years, we've had over 4,000 people show up to the event, which is crazy. Last year, it rained literally the whole time, and we still had 1,500 people show up. So,
that's dedication.
Yeah, so we were the real ones, man. They came last year. We were very appreciative because it's a rain or shine event. We can't really, you know, unfortunately, you can't really cancel it if it rains because we have our vendors and all the things that are put into that one night. So, but it does. Weather looks good this next Wednesday. So we're really excited about it. And if people have questions on that, they can always give us a call. Our number is 217-342-5310. And of course, all of this is at the Wonderland and Lights. So yeah. we encourage people, you know, for this one night only, we do close it off to cars, but it is open now. We normally say that our season runs Thanksgiving through the New Year, but we always like to open it a little bit early. Part of that is just to work out all of the little bugs, electricity, lights. We do have some arches that aren't on just yet. But we encourage people to go out there now if they want to enjoy it. And, the Wonderland and Lights are free. Donations are appreciated, but not expected. Those donations, they do go back into the lights every year. So it just allows us, it allows us to get new. And we do have some new displays this year, which we're always excited about. But it is free. It's open 7 days a week. Sunday through Thursday, it's open from 5 to 9. Friday and Saturday, it's open from 5 to 10. And the day after Thanksgiving through Christmas night, we do have volunteers out there. They hand out candy canes. They collect donations. And then each Saturday, from Thanksgiving until I think it's December 20th. It's the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Santa's out there. And he hands out candy canes and toys to the kids. So, you know, you can give him your list and talk to him for a few minutes as you go through the lights. So it's just, you know, something kind of fun and festive to do. And it's really kind of become, I think, a family tradition for people. So, you know, we love that. And we do. We encourage people to go out there as many times as you want. Our public properties guys put a lot of work into getting these lights up. They look great and we want people to enjoy it.
Yeah, they start working on this stuff months in advance.
Yes, so
it's year-round, the preparation.
The preparation is year-round. We really get into Christmas mode at the beginning of September. The guys get the the stuff out at the beginning of October, and we're literally still scrambling as we speak. So there's always something, but yeah, we've got, and we do, we have plenty of Christmas stuff going on right now. We're still accepting submissions for the City of Effingham's Christmas card contest.
It's due tomorrow, so make sure.
Yes. If you are a kindergarten through a fourth grader, I would encourage you, please, give us your design. We love to look through these designs. The kids, they just come up with the best. I mean, it's like, it honestly is like my favorite time is to be able to look through all of these submissions and be able to, it's so hard to pick one
because
they're all so creative and unique in their own way. But submissions are due tomorrow, which is Friday, November 21st at 4:30. You can bring them in either into the tourism office or to the mayor's office, but we will accept them until 4:30 tomorrow. But
you could
email us. You could mail it as long as we got it in. You know, we got it in the mail Monday morning. We would still be fine with that because we'll start looking at all of them on Monday morning. And so the first place winner gets a $50 gift card to their choice here in Effingham. And then they're the winner of the contest. So their creation will be the City of Effingham's Christmas card. And they'll get 10 of those cards themselves to have. And then second and third place also get $25 gift cards. Again, to an Effingham area location of their choice. And then we do bring them to a city council meeting to get recognition. So it's just it's a fun thing. It's super cool. We've been doing this for a couple of years now. And I know the mayor really loves this. It's such a better way than just picking some random Christmas cards. So
this is a way to get the community involved, get the kids involved.
Yeah,
in the Christmas spirit
absolutely.
As well.
So if your kid loves to draw, please have them submit something by tomorrow. And then our last thing is Holiday Lights and Festive Sights Tour. That is gearing up right now, too. We are accepting entries of your home or your business until Monday, December 8th. Okay. So that's coming up. And I know a lot of people are putting up their lights maybe this weekend or next weekend.
Yeah. Got 3 weeks then.
Yeah, we've got about 3 weeks to get those submissions in and just nominate yourself. Last year was the first year that we started doing the tour. So instead of a competition, we moved it more to just a tour. So we just accept the first 20 stops. So if you're one of the first 20 people that enter, you're automatically in.
And it has to be in city limits.
It has to be in city limits, yeah. So your business or your home has to be in Effingham city limits. And then you'll be part of the tour. We'll get you a yard sign. Say you're the third person that enters, you're going to be stop number 3. And then we will, starting on December 12th through December 30th, people can vote for their favorite. So we just have one winner. It's a people's choice. They get $250. But you'll be able to, we'll have a map at Visit Effingham. We'll also put it, or we'll have a map at City Hall. We'll put it online too. So you can use the map. We'll have a scorecard. You can go out there and vote for your favorites. And then, like I said, from the 12th through the 30th, you'll be able to vote. And then we'll pick that winner from those votes. And really it's become more than that too, where people just love to drive around and look at Christmas lights, you know?
Oh, yeah. So,
it's part of the season, yeah. So this is a great way, you know, if you're looking for, you know, a route to take, you can take this map and, you know, hit up all these fun. So it has become a tradition for a lot of people. So we really love that. And actually, I think this is like the 11th year that we've been doing the holiday lights and festive sights in general.
It's been around for
Or maybe 12 now. Yeah, it's been around for a while. So we wanted to just continue that in some capacity. So we hope people will enter their homes or their businesses.
Yeah, all kinds of ways to get into the festive spirit every year here, and it's just getting better and better.
Absolutely,
bigger every year.
Yes.